AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Sacramento police have made an arrest in connection with the weekend shooting that killed six people and wounded a dozen others in the heart of California's capital city. Police say multiple shooters fired more than 100 rounds on the crowd. They're describing the man arrested as a related suspect. He's booked on assault and illegal firearms charges. The big story of the day, global revulsion toward Moscow amid accusations of war crimes in Ukraine. This after Russian troops withdrew from the outskirts of Ukraine's capital, revealing streets strewn with corpses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani on President Biden's reaction.
This guy is brutal.
The president spoke to reporters after Ukrainian officials said more than 400 civilian bodies have been found in towns retaken from Russian forces. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's committing genocide, but the president stopped short of that.
No, I think it is a war crime.
And says while the U.S. will keep giving Ukraine weapons it needs, it will also help gather details so Putin can stand trial. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Russia says it's all a fabrication. The Senate Judiciary Committee has been debating Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. Most Republicans have been lining up against, like Senator Ted Cruz.
She will prove to be the most extreme and the furthest left justice ever to serve on the United States Supreme Court.
But Senator Chris Coons says Republican bashing of Jackson as soft on crime runs counter to the views of police advocacy groups.
The National Fraternal Order of Police and the International Association of Chiefs of Police have spoken up in support of her nomination. It is hard to square that with some of the mischaracterizations that have been lobbed in her direction.
Democrats hope to get a vote in the full Senate by Friday. This is AP News. The UN Health Agency says nearly everybody in the world breathes air that doesn't meet its standards for air quality. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma.
WHO says 99% of the global population breathes air that exceeds its air quality limits and is often rife with particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs, enter the veins and arteries, and cause disease. Air quality is poorest in WHO's Eastern Mediterranean and Southeast Asia regions, followed by Africa. The agency is calling for more action to reduce fossil fuel use, which generates pollutants that cause respiratory and blood flow problems and lead to millions of preventable deaths each year. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Crude oil prices closed higher in New York. U.S. benchmark crude gaining $4.01 to settle at $103.28 a barrel. Stocks were on track for modest gains as the close approached on Wall Street. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.